a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 24th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, is Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Well, good.
Overall, yep, so everybody's, I got ups and downs like everybody, but my ups are far more than my downs.
Well, then you're winning.
The balance sheet is in the black.
Well, that's good. Good for you. Good for you.
Want to talk just a second about what's coming up on today's Vital Health Radio. Got two interviews, which normally we do not, but we just needed to get this information out, and it is what the schedule had to do. So one is with Dr. Colleen Smith, the honorary holistic veterinarian of Chattanooga, premier, and she's going to talk about something that I think all pet owners will deal with at some time, and you tell me if you have very much. Which is pet diarrhea. Does your dog ever have that much?
Not much. Okay. A little bit every now and then he does. But really? What I have found, in my world at least, it usually happens when I change the dog food.
Change dog food, or it seems like purebreds seem to have more. And since you and your dog are not purebreds.
We're mutts. No, there's nothing right. Purebred. There's nothing pure about either one of me, me or my dog. We are not pure. No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Yes.
So, and secondly, the second interview will be with Josh Porter. And the reason I'm wanting him, requesting him to come in, is I have to admit that I have fallen in love.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
I want to talk about my new relationship with a drug. And I never
thought... Like a big pharma drug?
Big pharma. And I never thought Edward Jones would ever admit that he was in love with a pharmaceutical drug. I'm not going to tell you what the drug is at this point. You're going to wait to hear. I've taken a deep dive into the mechanism of action and the probable reasons why everyone at least past 50 should be taking this drug.
Wow.
And then secondly, your doctor will know zilch about it, zero, negative, no way you're going to get any answers, so let us empower you with that information.
Okay.
Wow. Going home last Monday, I was pulling in my driveway, and a guy tried to cut to the right of my car, and I had a wreck.
Oh.
Tore the front of my car up a few $1,000, tore his up more than that. It gave me a really good opportunity to do what I tend to talk about, not I don't preach to anyone, but talk to myself about, which is, in moments like that, let's choose to respond rather than react.
Okay.
I went up, knocked on his door, and I said, "You okay?" He said, "Yes, why did you hit me?" And I said, "I had my turn signal on. Did you not see it?" He said, "You did not." Well, at that moment, I said, "Well, you just didn't see it." I did have it on, and I walked away. Went over and stood under a tree till the police came. He was hot and bothered, and he wanted to, you know, a few years younger, he had wanted to fight me probably.
Right.
But he saw my big biceps and decided that was not a
you
good
flexed
idea.
On him, and he's like, "Whoa, easy."
Damn. The guns came out.
Maybe.
And I had a license for these guns because they're attached to my body.
That's right. And you've worked on them, so take that, mister. So how did he end up calming down?
I don't know. I stayed far enough away, and he talked to the cop endlessly trying to get the cop ended up saying, which was very professional, Hamilton County, this guy, I wish I had his name, just amazing, his attitude. I loved it. And he just did not find fault on either one. There was not enough evidence. And what I'm buying now, my friend Brian has had one for about six years, is the
camera
that goes on to the windshield.
Yep.
And I'm going to get one that does backwards and forwards.
It serves you well.
It will. If you have it long enough, it will
and
serve you well.
And he hit you from behind?
No, it was weird because I was just barely, I was turning a little to the left to get into my driveway.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, he thought he could zoom past me on the right.
Yeah.
But even though I had a right turn signal on, so he just bammed into me. But it's all going to be fine.
Good
and we
for
were
you.
Both fine.
You handled
and
it well.
If he had hit me in the back, of the car instead of the side, then I might have been injured. So yeah. I'm very thankful. Want to remind people again, not that I know everything about foods, but I am still going to Jason's Deli at least once a week. What do I get there? It's the perfect, what I call macros, perfect protein, fats, and carbs. That's how we maintain the best low body fat, the best energy, the best blood sugar, is choosing the right ratio of protein, fats, and carbs.
Okay.
So the Mediterranean bowl, it's what I get every single week. Been doing that now 6 months. It has quinoa on it, but I switch it to rice just because of other reasons. That's not a big deal.
I would say,
but
I like quinoa.
Should I not? Quinoa doesn't like meat.
So, oh, okay. That's fine. I just didn't know if I was doing something wrong.
I broke up with quinoa.
I figured I'm screwing up something when you said
that. But it has organic chicken. I get a fried egg on top.
Mm.
And I go to the salad bar, and it has some lettuce, and it has some other good things in there, hummus. And I go to the salad bar and get the very good quality olive oil that Jason's has. Very few restaurants understand that most olive oils are contaminated with canola, which is one of the worst seed oils there is for our health. And I just admire the fact that Jason's actually carries the highest quality olive oil that you can have. And it's in the bottle on the salad bar. So I cover my salad with this olive oil. So there's all my fat, the organic chicken and the egg. There's my protein. And the rice and or quinoa would be my carbs. Perfect meal at Jason's Deli.
Good shout out to them.
And I am also experimenting. I'm deep diving. This is right. What I do in my whole life. I deep dive into certain little subjects.
Okay.
I've talked about my Oura ring, O-U-R-A ring, for a couple of years. It is amazing technology that analyzes your sleep, your REM, your deep, your oxygen, your heart rate variability, your pulse rate, your temperature. It predicted all three times I was getting COVID. I knew it the day before because I could see elevations and things. But what it keeps telling me, which is devastating if I let it bother me, which it sometimes I do, which is my deep sleep ranges from 0 to 13 minutes. That's all I get, 0 to 13 minutes. Well, deep sleep is how we physically recuperate, and it also partially mentally. REM is a little bit more mental, but deep is imperative to our physical bodies. And despite the fact I do everything pretty right and I'm highly disciplined, deep is going to crush me in the end.
Have you? Okay, two questions. Well, one statement, one question. The statement is, I was surprised when you let me borrow the Oura ring, the other one you have, I was surprised that I was getting 30 minutes of deep sleep, because I don't sleep that well. So in my world, tossing and turning means I wasn't getting any, and apparently I was. So it made me feel good. My question, though, is, and this is simply an anecdotal question, do you think if you worked out later in the evening and were more tired going into bedtime rather than the mornings, it would help you at all?
Interesting that you ask that question, because it's not exactly what I wanted the point to make, but I want to make the point that you now brought up. Listening to Dr. Peter Attia, who's, of course, the book Outlive, is one of the best, finest books ever written on health and how to preserve it, how to build it. He said something that just is the reason I'm deep diving into deep sleep.
Uh-huh.
It is, he said, all these decades we have always been told that to produce growth hormone, you have to have deep sleep. He said, he thinks it's the opposite. In order to have deep sleep, you have to have growth hormone. So I have done two things to create growth hormone, but working out creates growth hormone. So I cannot work out in the evening. I feel like that there's a good possibility working out in the evening, if it doesn't keep you stimulated, could create more growth hormone, which then makes you have deeper sleep.
I think so.
I think that's a good theory. It would be, and I don't mind bringing that ring back in to see, we could see if it improves it. But what I've done is I've ordered, being a guinea pig again, to test things so I can inform people, empower people. My bed, as of tonight, will be able to go down to 55 degrees.
Oh.
Don't like coldness
at
night.
I love cold nights.
But this is going to be running water in this little, like a blanket.
Yeah.
And it can go from 55 to 110 degrees wherever I set it. But all the research shows the lower temperature we can keep the physical body, the more chance to get into deep sleep.
I'll tell you right now what drives me insane, and I have not found a pillow that does this yet. They always say self-cooling pillow.
Yeah.
No. A hot pillow drives me, and it wakes me up 80%. Once my head gets hot and that pillow gets hot, it drives me insane.
Wow.
I wake up and every time. So if there is a pillow out there that stays cool, I will buy that.
I would think that if you crank this bad boy down enough for the physical body, your head would stay cool.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, 55 degrees, that's frigid cold.
Yes.
I'm not doing that
great,
for sure.
Though.
You use, I know you really post a lot of stuff. I love some of your funny posts. I really, and I don't know how you find all those, but you do use emojis, don't you, sometimes?
Sometimes I do. I'm not a huge emoji guy, but I do like some of them.
Pretty big. I know. Yeah. You're a lot bigger than I am because I don't use them. But
right.
A study was done at the Kinsey Institute, and this was actually looking at 5,327 people, and it said studies have shown that people who frequently use emojis and text messages have more active dating and sex lives.
Say that again because I was not paying attention.
People who use emojis regularly have more active dating and sex
lives. I don't use many emojis.
You just said you use moderate amount of emojis.
I use some. Yeah, that's you don't use a lot. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making a point. I wasn't trying to throw darts at you.
Well, your face looks like you're throwing darts. You're throwing face darts at me right now. Your stupid face darts are hurting my little feelings over here, sir. I don't think you to keep your... You know what? I'm going to start using a bunch of emojis. Maybe it'll work the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to emoji it out. I'm not communicating anything but emojis.
That's all you're going to have.
That's all I'm sending everybody, emojis from this point forward.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the new love of my life, a pharmaceutical drug. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell and kind of another partner, Josh Porter. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Josh.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
What is your podcast?
Optimized Health is the name of the podcast.
And you talk about...
Well, just like it says, optimize health. And I think our focus is really just educating and empowering people to have greater knowledge, specifically around hormones. That's kind of my passion. But you know, we had one of your employees on yesterday, Adam Chauncey, who came on and talked about the importance of nutrition. Specifically, we kind of focused on protein. Our next podcast is going to have a guy who does Pilates. So it's pretty wide range, but the, you know, similar to you, I think my desire calling is to swim upstream. In medicine, and just try to educate people and enlighten them on things that perhaps they don't hear about or see in mainstream.
Mm-hmm. That takes bravery, number one, and you do step outside the box, but that is the only boat that I can row these days and has been for many years. I want to talk about my new love affair. And I've done this before over my 44-year career of, you know, deep diving into a certain subject because I think it's going to be that advantageous to my health, and then that ripples to the effects of perhaps other people can benefit from what I'm learning. Because traditional medicine is at least a decade behind on any filtering down of new information. Well, there is, in the 60s, there was a discovery made at Easter Island. Easter Island is somewhere way up north, I think in Alaska or Canada. And it was a type of antifungal compound that's naturally found. It's actually Streptomyces hydroscopices is the name of the fungal antifungal compound. Well, with without going into too much detail because we don't have time, but this discovery, I believe, will be the most, at this point in time, the most impactful one single ingredient that can extend lifespan. And I know you know, Josh, and I've been looking deeply into this. This is the only one ingredient or molecule that is reproducible in studies.
Yes.
It has been done on mice and not normal mice. We're talking about mice that are more physiologically similar to animals and to humans. Regular cheap mice are not. Many things on mice don't work on us. It's been done on dogs. There's no way to do it on humans because it takes too long at this point. And it affects something called mTOR. And this drug ended up being for transplant patients. If you give the drug at high dosing every single day, then it prevents rejection. And I know I'm going to let you speak about some whatever that details are if you want. But what's happened is it affects something called mTOR. mTOR is called mammalian target of rapamycin. And that has to do with the proliferation of cells and the way that the body actually builds. It could be anabolic-wise or other ways. But the problem is, without going to specifics, is when that mTOR is running at too fast a speed, it doesn't allow the body to rid itself of senescent cells. And that's one of the compounds or one of the mechanisms. There's many others. But what we found is, they think very clearly that in females, when they started giving this rapamycin to mice that were the average age of 60 to 70 in human age, it extended their lifespan by females by about 17% and in males by 12%. Has been reproduced in every single study there has been done. You do it once a week. And I'm a guinea pig, as always. So I've been taking it. I bought it 2 years ago from Europe because it was the only place I could get it. And I'm now doing 2 milligram dose every Monday.
So two quick things before you hand it off to Josh and the two smart people can go back to talking again. You used a bunch of words, and I'm going to have to look up half that to figure out what anything you just said even means. But is it a quality of life thing, or is that still based off your head? Does it help your quality of life, or does it extend your quality of life? What does it do?
It, you do not feel it at first, but I always use this analogy. If we did invent a pill that made you one day younger every day you took it, how long would it be before you felt it? So we have to understand that, you know, this kind of reversal of damage to the body is going to take some time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw, and I don't know if you've seen this, Dr. Sinclair, who's also way up there in that whole conversation, says that vision improvement is also a big part, and hearing improvement. It literally takes these old antique cells that are running like old tires on a car that are worn out. They get rid of them.
Yeah.
The problem is our old bodies can't get rid of the old tires. So we're putting new tires in, and what I'm excited about is Josh is the only medical professional I know who really knows anything about rapamycin, understands it, understands there's very little risk at the proper dosing, and he's going to give you some options of how we can actually access this rapamycin.
Well, let me just ask you, Josh, coming to you, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
Tell what Ed said that's right and wrong.
You know, I'm going to going to have to give it to him. I mean, I'd say 99.9%.
I don't want to focus on that. Yeah. I want to focus on the 0.01% he was wrong.
Well, okay, the 0.01% it's actually an antifungal that Streptomyces cause. So Streptomyces is the bacteria that actually creates this compound.
Okay, gotcha.
And what's kind of interesting to Ed's point and what he was sharing too, you find that this medication, this compound, has been utilized in various different roles, right? Immunosuppressant. When they found it initially, they thought it was going to be the cure for athlete's foot. Yep. That's where it all originated. Like, we got it, you know. Mm. Well, when they started to really get into it, what they realized was that the doses that they were trying to use for that treatment, it actually created too much immunosuppressant, so you could not use it. So they tabled it until... So this medication gets put on the shelf, and then years down the road, medicine becomes a little bit more evolved. We start using transplants, so kidney transplant, liver transplants, and guess what? Here's this medication that, you remember rapamycin had this immunosuppressant. So that's where it first got its FDA approval in 99, I believe.
Okay. It was.
For immunosuppressants for the purpose of transplants. And then shortly thereafter, it's in two different types of cancers. It's anti-cancer producing, protecting, so there's two different types of cancers that can be used, so it also has FDA approval there in high doses. To answer one of your questions, too, and Ed kind of alluded to this, the difference between lifespan, I think you said, or longevity, I would say lifespan and health span are two different things.
Right.
And to give credence and credit to, you know, traditional modern medicine, I think we can all say that for the most part, we've been able to increase longevity.
Right.
Right.
The lifespan.
Yeah. I think where we would say, those of us in this room, where we would say there's a disconnect is that increase in lifespan has never really equal to increase in health span and the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are, to Ed's point, you now have a medication, whether it's a visual or various different, you know, reversals of cardiovascular events and disease and diabetes and insulin resistance and kidney issues. I mean, it has shown very favorable events to where it's not just this, okay, we can increase your lifespan by 19%.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want to live 19% longer if I'm bedridden,
right?
If my health span is not enhanced. And that's where this medication really makes the difference is, it actually enhances both longevity, lifespan, at the same time increasing health span.
Yes, and health span to me is a magical word because that's all I'm very interested in
matters.
At 66 years old. And when you look at the side effect of this, and I know, and I'm sure you know this, the only side effect I have had is the side effect that other people talk about, which is canker sores.
Yeah.
And they are they're not fun by any means, and they do take about 7 to 10 days to get over. And I was wondering why I was getting them, but I was doing the rapamycin at 1 milligram, and now I'm at 2 because some people go to 6 milligrams. That's kind of the top level. I'm going to go to 3. That's the most I'll do because, again, I am very skeptical of long-term use of drugs, any drugs. I love short runs because it can save our life,
right.
But long-term I'm not. But this actually gets to the platform of some of the reasons why cellular damage occurs, and that is the mechanism that causes aging and us to fall apart. So if I can go back to the fundamental reasons with one little dose on a Monday morning, why would I not do it?
So is it every day or once a week?
Once a week.
Okay. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, there's literature and studies. There's a clinical trial right now where there's 4 different control groups, and they've got once a week dosing at small dose, higher dose, and then they've got twice a week dosing. So that's still being teased out a little bit as far as the most effective way.
Well, am I allowed to, I want to ask a question. So you said something about you're kind of a guinea pig, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, I mean, it's been approved.
1999.
Right. So when you say it improves some of these different functions of the body, I'm assuming you're saying that based on their studies that show that. And what's the timeline on that?
Yeah.
I mean, is there if Clint starts taking it, is there expectations you can put in place on that? Or are we just not there yet?
I don't know that we're there yet, and the other thing is the studies are all looking at mice or dogs,
animals.
Yeah. Things, you know, because you really can't gauge this. The study would take too long, too costly to really do. It is FDA approved. However, it is not FDA approved for anti-aging.
Exactly. That, right.
So gotcha. That's important to note. Yeah, it is FDA approved for immunosuppressant or anti-cancer.
It's off-label.
So it would be an off-label use.
Right.
So you can't necessarily market that as like, oh, I've got this cool drug that works. You know, so this is really more about educating people on, hey, here's what some of this
data. These are the possibilities.
Yeah, these are the possibilities. This is what some of this data shows. And one of the interesting things, you know, that you see that's very unique to this gene or this mTOR, this protein, is that it's what we would refer to as conserved. And what conserved means is it is found in generally almost every living organism, which is very unique. And so you've got it, I mean, it's been seen in yeast and all the way up to humans. And so when they've looked at different studies throughout various different living organisms, they have seen the same data being able to be replicated because of the conserved aspect of this mTOR, this protein complex that, and maybe a good way to think about it is it's like a recycling unit.
Yes.
Right. And so when you can upregulate, when you inhibit the activation of mTOR, which actually makes it more efficient in recycling unhealthy tissue, unhealthy cellular function. And so, and that's why also what they've seen is when you have disease, whether that's cancer or epilepsy or some other form of, you know, a chronic disease of some sort, you also see a dysregulation in mTOR.
Yes, you do.
So there's so having the mTOR, especially mTOR C1, work very efficiently is where really the effect of this medication is at
You're
play.
Getting it on both sides of the door, both sides of the room, right?
Yeah. And you have to be careful. mTOR2, I don't know that we know enough about. There's two different complexes. mTOR2, it seems as though when we get to higher dosing or chronic use of higher dosing, that, and it, so it's the balance, right? If you inhibit too much of mTOR2, that can also be negative towards us. So that's where finding that line of small doses for, you know, short period of time may be more effective than long-term use at high doses.
And like you stated, certain diseases that can actually test and they can see that it overly activates mTOR. And two of those diseases is Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. The formation of tau proteins and beta amyloid, which are Alzheimer's, they are the mTOR skyrocketing. The one thing in our diet, the one thing in my diet especially that will accelerate mTOR, guess what it is? Protein.
Tequila.
Oh. No, Clint, not tequila. Thank you.
My bad.
It's protein. And of course, but we need protein.
Yeah.
Then there's that balance. Josh just talked about the balance aspect.
Can this be checked through blood work? I mean, is this a blood work thing, or how do you check this? No?
No. I mean, there's probably, you know, some genetic testing of some sort, but really and truly, this would be more of a
anecdotal feel. This is how I'm feeling. This is how I was feeling. Yeah.
And you know what? If I want to wait till the hardcore studies finally come out, I'll be in the casket. I'll be already burned up in my, you know, somewhere it's stored in some pot somewhere in ashes. I'm not going to wait that long.
Are you somewhere between Ed, you know, the passion that he has for this? Like, I think he would marry it right now if it was good. versus, I mean, where are you as the medical professional on this?
I'm absolutely encouraged. But I think anything that you can look at from a improvement of health span, you know, metformin, for example, is something that has garnered. There's the TAME trial. That's a specific clinical trial that is being done on humans for the purpose of metformin. However, as an example, metformin has never been reproducible in the mice studies that saw that, right? Mm-hmm. And so so when you see something where it's like every single study, every single data point is favorable, that makes you encouraged,
right?
Right. So I'm in. You know, obviously, anything you do, you have to proceed cautiously. And
here's the thing. Point I would like to make. Excuse me before we run out of time. Doing nothing is very risky.
That's right.
Because Father Time is the most cruel little relative that we have. You will not defeat him, but we can manage it, but only if you're brave enough do certain things like this, the supplements, the lifestyle.
And brave enough, but with literature to support it. So you're not being foolish in your pursuit.
And surrounding yourself with people who know more than you do.
That's
now, so Josh, tell people if they're interested, what would be their next step?
Yeah, the best thing to do would be to contact our office, which is Optimize You Chattanooga, and the phone number is 423-206-9753. You can find us online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. And this will just be a conversation that would be helpful for, you know, for someone to sit down with me and kind of talk about what they're looking for. And perhaps we would look at some labs and things like that just to see where they're at overall, but be happy to talk to people about this.
And it's not outrageous in pricing.
It's not.
Especially at once-a-week dosing.
Yeah, once-a-week dosing, it's very reasonable.
And again, I'm doing 2 milligrams. I'm going to 3. I think I will probably stay at 3 because I am conservative about I'm brave, but I'm conservative. That's what I like. Now, I will say the other drug that is my favorite drug, of course, is Viagra. So we'll just leave it at that. We don't, Clint, don't say, look at the face of Clint.
I know.
Look at that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You're like he's thinking stuff right there just because I said Viagra.
You communicate a lot in emojis, I bet.
I'll tell you guys a joke about Viagra off the air.
Okay, let's do it off.
Knock, knock. No. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh, so much. That was so beneficial. And again, Optimize You. You can certainly Google that. We have your cards. We have all your information. If people forget where to go, just call Nutrition World. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the second interview, which is rare on this show, but I loved it. And it has to do with your pets, especially your dogs, when they have either acute or chronic diarrhea and what to do. That sometimes what's being done is not healthy for them. And there's many good holistic options with Dr. Colleen Smith. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires 2 radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and we are going to speak about something, I guess I'll call it the unspeakable. When you have pets, you're going to have ups and downs occasionally with health, and one of the, of course, messiest health concerns is diarrhea and loose stools. I know I've had probably 40 pets in my life, all mainly dogs, and most were not indoor dogs, but even on the outdoor dogs, you get concerned because it can, if it's more than a day or two, one is it's messy, two is it's certainly something's wrong and needs to be addressed, and we have the, of course, resident expert in the entire pet community, in my opinion, Dr. Colleen Smith from CHI. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hey, Ed. I'm so happy to be here.
And I have our store pro, Fallon from Nutrition World, who has, I just asked her how many pets she had. I think she said 83. No, actually eight. She has eight pets. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Fallon.
Thank you, Ed.
So, Dr. Smith, I know the common story. I don't deal in the pet section at Nutrition World much because I have people who know so much more than I do. Certainly people section, I would have a big conversation with loose stools. But let's talk about, you know, you wake up in the morning, your pet, whether it be indoor or out, it's made huge messes. Where do we start? And I would guess, just first off, maybe it will go away in the next bowel movement and everything's fine. But let's say it doesn't do that. Where and what do they need to think about?
The first thing I ask is, you know, acutely, is this an acute issue or a chronic issue? And chronic issues are becoming more and more and more common, but acute issues are usually easier to address because they could have internal parasites, food indiscretion, kind of in the trash can, ate the kids' Cheerios, that kind of thing. So that's usually an easy fix because if it just happened, we can usually find a reason to, a way to help it, fix it. Sometimes we can use medication for that in the short term. But when the part that I really worry about is the chronic, because the first go-to is usually antibiotics, and that makes it chronic worse.
Because, and why is that?
Creates dysbiosis. So it's going to kill off the really good bacteria, and it just creates a downward spiral. So they just chronically will have that diarrhea because the gut balance is completely out. It creates some chronic inflammation. When you have chronic inflammation, the colon, especially the colon, that's where your diarrhea is coming from, is not absorbing properly. So everything's just moving a little too fast. So
the microbiome of a pet is as vital as to humans, obviously, right?
Absolutely, if not more. I mean, it's such a tiny, we know so little about it, but it's a huge factor in our health. And hopefully we're going to learn even more, because right now I think we're still in the infancy of really understanding the biome.
And I wonder if they analyze wolves that were in the wild compared to the pets that we have. I'm sure, like in humans, when they've done this with the people in jungle settings still, we don't have the diversity they have. We don't have the numbers that we have. So I'm sure it would be true of wild animals, I could guess.
Definitely true. I know it was even a human doctor who went to Africa and ate like some locals did, and his flora completely changed.
Really?
So we know wild animals' flora is hundreds more bacteria. Mm-hmm. They have found out, too, which is very interesting, is the longer you live with your pet, your biome starts to parallel.
Really?
So,
well, I guess Fallon's got a lot of good bacteria going on there.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because some people will be like, yeah, my dog has a little diarrhea, and I got a little diarrhea, and I'm like, I was like, well, I can't give you any help, but let's talk about, you know, the good probiotics.
Yeah. And now, Fallon, you've had, I'm sure, some issues with loose stools in your pets from time to time.
Absolutely.
Do you know, did you figure out why it happened, or did it just go away on its own?
Sometimes I could pinpoint where it started or what the change was, environmental or non-discretion.
Okay. Now, drugs, did you need drugs sometimes at this point?
It's an extreme last resort for me. Yeah. I'm going to go Whole Foods, nutrients first. And often, if it's not a chronic issue, that works.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Smith, I know in the human realm, and it, personally myself, I will use charcoal when I'm having a loose stool. Is that an option for pets?
It is. I use charcoal mainly on the upper GI type stuff. Someone calls and Fluffy got into the trash, charcoal, and when they're not sure it was in there, is a good thing to absorb any toxins. Mm-hmm. And it can slow down the gut. I also use bentonite clay.
Oh, good.
But I know you carry things like slippery elm and marshmallow root. Those things are demulcents, and those are great for helping as an anti-inflammatory, L-glutamine, and the gut, middle gut, lower gut, all of that stuff. Usually if it's acute, that will fix it. faster than medication.
Now, the bentonite, I know we sell a good amount of that. Mm-hmm. It's like a sponge, and it absorbs everything into itself, as charcoal does. If a dog's not hungry, I guess what you just kind of spoon feed it, or what do you do?
Yeah, usually I'll give them a recipe. I give the owner a recipe for something that's very bland. Uh-huh. Like I use ground turkey, cook ground turkey and pumpkin. The old school is cook chicken and rice. Rice is just not bioavailable for dogs, and cooked chicken has a lot of fat. So you don't really want to add fat to an upset GI. So we use that. Usually they'll eat that, and you can kind of mix some things in there. And if they won't eat it kind of in, you know, cooked form, I kind of slurry it. It's a little bit gross for some people, but they will kind of lap it up, and they seem to take it better that way.
So you could mix charcoal or bentonite in that had an appetite.
Yes, yes. You just got to be careful not to give any antimedication with it, because it will absorb those medications.
Right. Good point. And pumpkin has always been a kind of a go-to. Do you use pumpkin, haven't you, Fallon?
Every day.
Every day?
Yep.
Just because it's healthy? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But it can slow down a fast intestinal tract? Or
it's kind of adaptogen. It will slow down the fast one and will speed up the slow one. Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
And see, that's where things like traditional medical thinking, there's not conversations about things that bring balance. Like an adaptogen is helping you to adapt to a change where you can go back, or you can be more resilient, or you just go back to homeostasis. And pharmaceutical drugs don't do that. They push you into a certain level of change, which sometimes is necessary, but it doesn't bring you back to the balance square one that we should have to create optimal health, whether it be human or animal. Now, is cats... Can you give cats charcoal and bentonite?
Always? You sure can. You sure can. They're pickier eaters, so your options are limited, because changing the diet for cats is usually kind of iffy anyway. So if you start introducing new stuff, especially if they're sick, they're usually just putting themselves on a fast anyway. Okay. So it's a little bit harder for them. But, you know, we have certain things that, you know, you can syringe feed them sometimes successfully. And I usually with these guys, I just kind of do fluids in the clinic, and that really will help their appetite, and then we can start introducing stuff.
You mean IV fluids?
Well, you can do sub-Qs, which is A, cheaper, and B, faster and safer. It goes right under the skin because they have that little extra, skin in between their shoulder blades, and it will improve their appetite, so you can start reintroducing food, because cats usually, when they don't feel well, they'll fast themselves, so...
Now, electrolytes, are they important for pets as they are us?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, electrolytes, those are your, you know, negative charge, positive charge. You know, it helps with muscle contraction and helps with moving things across your gut. So you need electrolytes. You don't need it from those sugary drinks at all, unless you're a football player playing for 5 hours, I guess. But electrolytes are super important, for sure.
And then when you have loose stools, I'm sure with a pet, as with us, you get your electrolytes too low, you can die.
You definitely can. Yes, yes. And that's actually the worst thing. I'll say on the human side that sugar will pull water. Mm-hmm. So the worst thing to give a pet, because people are like, I just gave my pet blank, blank aid. And it will make it worse, because the sugar is so high in it, it will actually make diarrhea worse, because sugar will pull water and it'll just keep going.
Mm. Now, let's go to chapter two then. So the pet didn't eat bad food. There was no real reason for it to happen, and it's now become chronic. I mean, maybe an off and on every few days, or just a constant for 10 days, 14 days. What's your next step? At that point, the owner doesn't have options, I would say, and it's time to go see someone like yourself.
I definitely, first thing is look at the diet.
Okay.
Because the diet, you can have some sensitivities to it. It can be just not a very good quality diet, and they're just not processing it anymore. It's just not bioavailable.
What's a not quality diet?
We've talked
about it before.
Uh-huh. I mean, to me, kibble, any of the dry foods, it's just so highly processed. It's just burnt balls. I mean,
I love it.
There's chemicals in it now because they so highly process it and cook it. Those chemicals are carcinogenic. So there's really nothing about it that's creating a lot of great thrival with our pets. They're surviving on it, but it's just not good. And over time, I mean, just like us, when you were 16, we can eat all the pizza. Mm-hmm. Now I can't. And when the dog is 2 years old, they're probably doing just fine on kibble, but it catches up to them. Their hair coat, their breath, they're gassy, and they think that's normal, but it's not. It's just their thriving is just gone down. Their body condition has gone down.
Is the health of dogs in this country less than it used to be 20 years ago, or does it make a difference? Or?
I think so. Honestly, I do. I think we're seeing a lot more autoimmune diseases, a lot more chronic disease. Yes, you know, my grandparents threw the leftovers in the yard, but it was, you know, vegetables and right. meat. It was the real food off the table. Pie wasn't super balanced, but they probably, you know, there were some things here and there that it balanced out with. But I think it has, because we're also putting so many chemicals in them. Mm. You know, yes, we're in the South. Flea and tick medication, heartworm medication is really important. But this is monthly chemicals, and they know they act like antibiotics. So every month that you give your pet a heartworm preventative, it acts like an antibiotic and it does a slow kill off the bacteria in the gut.
Wow. So it really affects the microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
And so you believe in giving extra probiotics for your pets?
I do. That makes it, it's easy. Probiotics. Okay. I love fermented food.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of just store-bought yogurt because it's so high in sugar. Mm-hmm. And it's killed, you know, it kills everything off. And they add some, you know, 8 species of bacteria back in. And when you're supposed to have 200, 8 species is not cutting the mustard. So, yeah, but I love, and you guys carry some great probiotics, like the refrigerated kind. Mm-hmm. But fermented foods are even better.
Like which one would you give a dog?
The simplest is the liquid from sauerkraut, homemade sauerkraut.
Oh, just the liquid?
Yeah, I mean, a teaspoon. Be fine for a big giant German Shepherd dog because it is teeming with bacteria.
Yes.
Does that sound good? It's teeming with bacteria, but the good bacteria. Yeah. Right, right. So I tell people, you eat the sauerkrauty part and then you give the liquid to your pet.
Interesting. Did you know that, Fallon?
I did.
Oh, well, I figured that. well, so if we get to a point now, then 2 weeks is going on. They've done all this. You start doing medical testing probably. What would you look for? Mm-hmm. Do you do a colonoscopy? Can you do that?
You can. As when you scale it, that's kind of near the end. But, you know, I'll look at a maldigestion profile. It's a blood test. It sees, you know, it will test if you're actually absorbing your food. I do a gut test where I actually send in poop to a lab and they look at the DNA and to see how healthy that DNA of those bacteria are in the gut. You know, with the changing the diet, inflammation, I really look at inflammation. So I start doing some herbals and some supplements to help with inflammation, because once it's chronic, you get chronic inflammation everywhere.
Mm. So dogs and cats too, as they age, especially with poor diets, will increase their blood markers for C-reactive protein. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's the same markers that humans have.
Exactly. That is something I do test for, actually. Vitamin D. We've talked about that.
Yes.
C-reactive protein and cobalamin, B12. Those are all really, really important. Wow. As you know, like in humans that are vegetarians, we don't get enough B12. Mm-hmm. I say we, but I eat meat. But so that's a problem, because that is the main vitamin that helps absorption in the small intestine for all your microminerals and stuff. Mm. So if that's too low, and it happens in pets too with chronic diarrhea. So that's low.
Well, and I know this is really a silly statement. The word kibble means dried food, or what does it actually mean?
It is. It's generic for dried food.
Dried food.
Yeah,
okay.
Kibble. Yeah.
Yeah, which is in the big bags, and you scoop it out. Now, mm-hmm. if people just don't have the budget to support it, then what should they do to help that kibble at least?
You can add some real food. Cooked egg is great. It's a great, it's got all your B vitamins. It's a great protein, great fat. Sardines. I love sardines. High in vitamin D. Good omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are tough in any of those kibbles, because it's so highly processed, those oil's going to go bad. Mm-hmm. And they know they need it. They just haven't figured out how to put it in the kibble, because it won't stay very long. It goes bad. We know how important it is for us as well. Mm-hmm. So just adding some real food every day onto that kibble is helping tremendously, tremendously.
And that could be vegetables also.
Yeah, just not the starchy. So that's a big... Yes. Big column of vegetables here. I like the green leafies, the squashes, broccoli, cauliflower. Broccoli is great anti-cancer, but no potato, sweet potato, rice. I kind of avoid those parts, the grains and the starchy vegetables.
So is it true that, I mean, it seems to me that dogs have a more sensitive digestive tract than actually we do. Is that true? Because it seemed like they have this, if they get outside the lane of their normal foods, they can get sickly.
Mono diet. Yes, because of a mono diet. If we were eating peanut butter jelly sandwich every single day for 5 years, we would be very sensitive too.
Oh.
And that's what's happening. They're getting that same food every single day, twice a day. So they try to give them something else that's better, healthier, or whatever. Even if they get into the cat food or something else, they're going to have a GI upset, because their system is so used to this one type of diet.
Wow. So, that could be one of the reasons why when people come in to Nutrition World and they get a sample of food, they're like, oh, my pet, it just made them so sickly. Well, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Maybe it was because they've been on the same kind of diet for so long, especially if they're older pets.
More than likely, and I'd say real high percentage, it wasn't the food. It was the animal's gut.
Oh.
because they're such on the mono diet. And they don't, and that's the biggest thing I tell people is if you don't transition really, really slow, and you probably know this with all your pets, anytime you try changing Fallon mm-hmm. in their diets, if you don't transition really slow, those gut bacteria get unhappy. Mm-hmm. The digestive enzymes can't, they've lost their scope. It's like you're doing the same job every day. You know, if you're just mm-hmm. on a treadmill and doing the same thing every day, your body gets used to that one thing. So, yeah.
So you don't give up. You go mm-hmm. back to, let's start really slow with maybe a tablespoon or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, yes.
After I became a nutritional customer and before I was an employee, I had already adopted feeding each dog a different meal just about every day. And just rotating really? Proteins, rotating supplements, rotating. Once I latched on to feeding raw and went crazy with it a little bit, then the more variety I provide, the more frequently I provide that variety, the less upset I deal with.
I love that.
I don't deal
like
with
such
it.
Such good ancient wisdom, common mm-hmm. sense, and it just does. Well, again, I'm just so thankful that Chattanooga has someone like you, Dr. Smith.
Absolutely.
And tell people how to contact you.
Yeah, my clinic is on the south side, Main Street. It's Chattanooga Holistic Animal Institute. We have a website. It's ChattanoogaHolisticVet.com. And, yeah, come see us. We're open Monday through Friday.
Oh, it's wonderful. I know back many years ago, I brought my dogs to you. And in fact, I brought them to you when you worked on Signal Mountain before mm-hmm. you opened your own clinic.
That's a while ago.
And thank you, Fallon, for coming. And you are a wealth of information, as is Stacy, for people who have questions. But we totally recommend Chai and Dr. Smith for any. As you know from listening, you can tell she is on target for the philosophies that we certainly adhere to, which are the ones that or common sense and make more long-term results without any side effects. So thank you both for coming in today.
Absolutely.
All right. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got a lot of notes on how, again, to empower your health with being informed. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group. Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. What a wonderful two interviews. I know that's going to empower a lot of good people with a lot of good information.
Absolutely.
I don't know about you, Clint, but many people are having allergies with ragweed and some other things floating around. I just got to say, look on Vital Health Radio's Facebook. I posted the interview with Dr. Dubois on a product called Hybrid AR for allergies. It is very quick and effective in most cases. Have only a couple minutes to talk about things. No words of wisdom today because of that. And secondly, I want to talk about what the Florida Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Ladapo, advised people to steer clear of the updated booster for COVID-19. Ladapo warned that the updated vaccine could actually cause cardiac injury in many people. The state Surgeon General urged Floridians, and I love how he worded this, urged Floridians to make their own decisions based on their particular resonance of truth rather than on very educated people telling you what you should think. Really like that. I did also get a massage from a new massage therapist at Nutrition World, and I'm going to get you a free massage, Clint.
Oh, wow. I'm all in.
This girl has magic in her hands. Let me tell you. Stephanie Carter is her name, and she's downstairs from Nutrition World. I was in another world, and she has the perfect mixture of deep, therapeutic, but not hurting you at the same time. So you're getting good benefit on your muscles, tendons, ligaments, and fascia, and yet you are still relaxed at the same time. Her phone number is 423-702-1554, and certainly call Nutrition World if you want to find out more information on that. And we do have a health fair coming up November 11th. Please put that in your mental calendars and your real calendars in order to come. We have 50 different vendors coming. 50. We have a food truck. We have a dunk. We're going to have a dunk tank where Clint's going to sit in there with no clothes on, and people are going to throw snow. We really don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's a way to drive away customers right there. Holy mackerel.
I did post the protocol for the latest protocol from the frontline doctors on the COVID, and of course it was censored and taken off of Vital Health Facebook, which was
really
kind of surprising. So I'm just going to give this advice. Just go to Google and type in frontline doctors COVID. It, to me, is the latest and most accurate information that people would want and need at this time.
I bet if you took one thing off there, they'd leave it up. I bet I know what took it off.
But probably ivermectin.
Ivermectin took it off.
Yep.
By the way, don't forget our download. It comes out every Tuesday. Favorite podcast platforms, Vital Health Radio download.
Perfect. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.